Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Elise Bennett is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Elise is an original member of our Brain Trust. That's right. That means she joined us in 1998, the year we started the Brain Trust. And she's been with us ever since, an abiding force, an abiding presence, an abiding source of information for us. She's the author of her newest book. It's called Stop Pushing Me Around, which is a book for introverts. She also has written a number of books on marketing, including The Designer's Guide to Marketing and Pricing. And she's our good friend, Elise Bennett, and welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be here.
Good to have you back. She is also the marketing mentor. Elise, you're gonna possibly get you and me into a little bit of trouble today, aren't you? You got a topic you want to talk about that could be fraught with peril.
That's for sure. But let's try anyway.
All right.
So I've been thinking a lot about the advice Mom gave me. In my case, it's also Grandma. That as a child.
I cite my mother and my grandmother's wisdom on the show at least once a week.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. I don't say the things that they told me that didn't work out though. I'm a little more politically correct than that.
Well, I just think that, you know, Mom's advice, some of it was good and some of it isn't helpful when you're trying to grow a business.
Ah, okay. Here's an example of a good thing.
Well, a good thing is, like, save your money.
Right.
And use your head.
Yeah. Eat your peas. Yeah.
The other one, actually, that was quoted in the New York Times this morning, which I just found fascinating, was basically be careful of the company you keep.
Ah, yeah. My mother used to say, if you lay down with dogs, you wake up with fleas.
Mm-hmm.
She used to say that.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's true. And, you know, the way that might apply to business is, you know, associate with people who are ambitious and who have drive and who are on the path to success, not with losers.
Right.
Because losers are everywhere. They're easy to find.
Oh, yeah. They find you.
That's right. But you do have to kind of go out. And I think even in terms of looking for clients and prospects, I find people basically take what comes along unless they have to do something.
Well, in the beginning, when you're growing your business, and back to what you were saying earlier, when you're growing your business, this is the purpose of the exercise we're having here. When you're growing your business, I remember, you know, I mean, you do whatever it takes. You do what you can, what's available.
It's true, and there is a lot of...
I'm talking about especially in the early days.
Yes, absolutely. And there is a lot of taking what comes along, but I see small business owners not getting out of that habit, like not leaving home, if you will.
Right.
And that what that means is you have to then choose your target markets and choose your best prospects and clients and go after them.
So you're saying in the early days, don't wait on people to come to you. Go, and as you enter the market, as you put your best foot forward in the market, put it toward the people that you think are the kind of people you want to do business with, not just spin around like a top and go whichever way you stop.
That is another way of saying it, yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay. So those are all really good things that your mother told you.
Yes.
What's a couple of things that they told us that maybe aren't so good?
Well, the one
business. Now, it always applies when you're under her roof, but not growing your business.
Exactly. The one I hear the most from my clients, the thing that gets in the way the most for them is, my mother told me not to brag.
Ah. Nobody likes a braggart, son.
Right.
Yeah.
However, my point is, when you're marketing your business, it's not about bragging. There's a myth.
Right.
That promotion and marketing is bragging, saying, I'm the best, fill in the blank, there it
right.
is.
Right.
But it's not that at all.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's basically positioning yourself as the one company or person who is going to help or be best suited to help your target market figure out whatever it is they need to figure out.
Right. Bragging is not the same as... appropriate self-promotion.
Yes.
Is that right?
That's true.
Yeah.
And sometimes the way I think about it is in terms of grammar. So bragging is about adjectives and adverbs. And appropriate self-promotion, as you're calling it, is about nouns and verbs. So you leave it to your clients in their testimonials to use the adjectives and adverbs to describe how wonderful you are.
Right.
Right? But you when you're talking about yourself and your own work and your own services and your products, you talk about what it does in the context of fixing the problem your clients have.
And couldn't we also throw in the appropriate use of pronouns in there too?
Tell me what you mean.
I mean, my is bragging. How can I help you is a way of promoting. If I say to you, Elise, how can I help you, Elise? Well, I'm being a little bit aggressive there because I'm presuming that I'm going to be able to fix whatever you tell me.
Yes.
But yet it's all about you.
It's all about you. In fact,
a pronoun is a good way of thinking of it too, right?
I love that, Jim. I'm going to add that to my article.
You can. Don't forget my commission.
Credit isn't enough.
No, I need money. I got lots of people. My name's all over the place. I need money, Elise.
I hear you. Yeah, no, I like that. In fact, in a presentation I gave recently about websites, I talked about, you know, the homepage especially should be all about you and not about me.
Right.
Right. You talk about what problems the people you want to help have, and you in the context of how you can help solve them.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I gave a speech Monday in Orlando, and what I do quite often, and for effect and for fun, but also for personal effect reasons, my business reasons, I often, if I think of something, if I have an idea, I actually give it a title and I say Blasting Games this or that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a little bit of, you know, that's a little bit bragging, right?
Yes.
But the way I describe what I'm talking about is me claiming that thought. And in the context, it works. Because they've invited me to speak. I get to say things like this,
mm-hmm.
right?
What's an example?
Well, like Blasting Games, Three Laws of Small Business.
Mm-hmm.
I could have just given the law, you know, the statement, but I gave them a title. That was a way of me having a little bit of fun. But it's also self-promoting. Hold on to that thought. We'll take a quick break. Right back with Elise Bennett after these messages. More to come from what you learned from your mother that might not be helping you.
Yeah, we dance. At the Union Hall.
Sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
Little Otis Redding bringing us back. Late, great Otis Redding. Thanks for hanging out with me. 23 after I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out, using it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. If you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Elise Bennett is our guest, and she is the marketing mentor. That's marketing-mentor.com, right, Elise?
That's right. Thank you, Jim.
And can they find your books there?
They can find my books there. They can find my free quick tips there. They can also find the Marketing Mentor Toolbox, which is a store where we sell all kinds of information.
Lots of good stuff there. She's very successful at helping people like you and me put our best foot forward in the marketplace. So I hope you will check out what she's got there, folks, and take advantage of it. Marketing-mentor.com. I've been telling you about that website for almost 12 years. Elise, you were helping us understand some things that our mothers taught us that could help us grow our business, but might not help us grow our business. What's the next thought?
I have several more, but two that are really good. One is don't talk to strangers.
Okay.
Right? Because, you know, strangers are basically the lifeblood of how you grow your business.
They're called prospects. or in the beginning, suspects.
Exactly.
A suspect is a prospect you haven't qualified yet.
Yes.
And a prospect is a customer who hasn't written you a check yet.
Yes. And they're all strangers when we start.
That's right.
But if you don't talk to strangers, then that means...
If you don't talk to strangers, you'd never run an ad, would you?
Well, no, definitely. And you'd never make a cold call.
Right.
And you'd never go to a networking event.
Right. Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?
That's right. And it means that you get all your work through word of mouth, because those are people who know people who know people.
Yeah.
And that somehow makes them safe or better. Mm-hmm. Didn't you ever wonder what it was about talking to strangers that was so dangerous?
Yeah, my mother always told me, don't take candy and all that kind of stuff. But let me ask you a question. I want to break in here but ask you a specific question.
Okay.
Do you think that there are things that mothers tell their daughters that hold them back a little more than what they tell their sons? You think women have a little bit of more of a disadvantage because they have different conversations with their mothers than the sons do?
Yes, I do think that's true. And I do think also that plays out in the don't brag arena.
Yeah, ladies don't brag.
Mm-hmm. Be a nice, quiet girl.
And ladylike, yes.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, I agree with you, but I also come across a lot of men who, for some reason, learned the same thing or took it in.
No, I know, but it's more of our nature. You know, men have a little easier time getting our ego out in front of us than women do.
Mm-hmm.
And as I've said many times before, if I could give men a little bit of a suggestion, I'd say dial it back. And if I could give women a little suggestion, I'd try to give them more self-confidence.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
So, all right, give us a couple more things that your mother told us.
It's impolite to talk about money, right? I mean,
right.
That means you don't negotiate, you don't ask for the client's budget, you don't do any of the things, you don't bring money up.
I actually do have a way of thinking about that in the right way, though.
Tell me.
Don't talk about money too soon.
Mm-hmm.
Because the sooner you talk about money, the quicker it'll be about price. And in small business, we've already lost the price war. You don't need to fight that war.
Mm-hmm.
So make price be the last thing you talk about.
I agree in certain situations, but I also think it's part of qualifying a prospect.
Yeah.
And the sooner you qualify, the less time you waste.
But the qualifying does not always have to be about money. People that you might think won't pay for something might might love what you can do for them
mm-hmm.
more than you think. It's not my job or your job to make people decide how to set their priorities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
What's another one?
Another one. Don't talk with your mouth full.
Oh, that's hard. How about just a little bit of food in your mouth? How about just a little bit?
Just a little bit.
Have you ever noticed that people always ask you a question about the time you took a bite?
Yes.
What do you do? I mean, it's filet mignon. I want to savor this.
So in this context, what I mean is, you know, if your mouth is full of business, it means you have plenty of work and plenty of clients and prospects.
Yeah.
But you still need to talk. Meaning you still have to network, you still have to do the marketing.
Right.
So that when you swallow, you'll still have more to chew on.
Mm-hmm.
That's the idea.
All right. But anything in there about make sure you wear clean underwear?
No.
Don't have holes in your underwear? You might get hit. You might get run over. What would they think at the hospital? Nothing about that? Huh?
I just really don't think that's what they're thinking about
okay.
at the hospital.
Okay. I know, but your mother thinks that.
Yes.
I mean, you know your mother told you that, right, Elise?
Yes, I'm sure she did.
Oh, shit. Okay, mine too. All right, I got time for one more. Quick.
Let's see. Don't make a mountain out of a molehill.
Okay.
Which meant don't exaggerate or don't turn something small into something big.
Right.
But sometimes you need to. You need to appear to be bigger than you actually are.
Right. Every small business knows about that.
Right. Even if it's just you and the dog.
It's called putting... But your mother also said put your best foot forward.
Mm-hmm.
So that negates the other one
mm-hmm.
to me.
Mm-hmm.
Put your best foot forward. Elise, I need that website one more time, please.
It's marketing-mentor.com.
Isn't she smart, ladies and gentlemen? Don't we learn so much when Elise joins us? Anything else, Elise, you want to tell us?
We can tell them about Bob Bly's group with me in April.
Oh, yeah, you guys are doing something. Our next guest.
Mm-hmm.
When is that? April when?
It's the middle of April. It starts the week of April 15th.
Okay, good. So Bob will tell us a little bit more about that. Thanks, Elise, for being here. Good job. See you next time.
Okay, bye-bye.
Elise Benin, ladies and gentlemen, one of our good friends and great Brain Trust member. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.